Kina Lamed Ma'ane Shamayim speaks about a very deep philosophical concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is larger than the world, but that the world is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hoyd, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty. But nevertheless, the world cannot contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makom of the world, but the world cannot contain Him. And certainly, if the world cannot contain Him, then the Beis HaMikdash cannot contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matovu manayim shivtecha imreim. But how good and how pleasant is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to dwell amongst us, to dwell amongst us as friends, that He confines Himself, so to speak, to the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the idea here? The idea is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to us as a beloved. That's why He allows Himself to be experienced in this world. Truly, there is no place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Truly, there is no place that should even be able to contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor. So why do we have an experience of splendor in this world, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty in this world? It's because we are beloved to Him. And when we love someone, we show them who we are. Now the truth is, of course, the full range of who we are can never be experienced by somebody else. Who we are, in a certain sense, is infinite. We are not our thoughts. We are not our emotions. We're not our words. We're not even our actions. All of those things are expressions of us. And when we put together the sum total of those things, we gain an insight into a person. But it's possible that even if we saw all of the best parts of a person over the course of their lifetime, we would only be getting the tiniest glimpse of who they truly are, because the soul is infinite. And so too when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. In truth, the finite mind, the finite experience, cannot contain anything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, He says, come to the Beis HaMikdash and be with me. Experience a bit of me. And this is the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. The loss of the Beis HaMikdash is not, chas v'shalom, in any way, a diminution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. What it is a diminution of our capacity to experience the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so having the Beis HaMikdash is not just, I have a place as a community where we go and worship together. It's not just a place of bringing karbanos, of getting kapara. It's not just a place even of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor, the transparency of God. It's more than that. It's the experience of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is where I feel His love. This is where He acts as a beloved in revealing Himself to me. And so therefore it follows that if we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we must act as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved in turn. We must show ourselves to Him and make ourselves present in this world where the Shekhinah does dwell in a way that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our beloved. Are we willing to show up? Are we willing to be our true selves, to put ourselves out there to the extent that we can? And in that way, we attract back the reyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.